Have you ever looked at a narrow-body jet at the gate and thought, that thing is about to fly across the Atlantic? Because that is exactly what is happening right now, and it is changing everything about how airlines think about routes, economics, and where they can profitably send an airplane. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. The Airbus A321XLR, the letters stand for extra long range, and Airbus was not kidding. This single-aisle aircraft can fly up to 4,700 nautical miles. To put that in perspective, that is New York to Rome, Boston to London, Miami to just about anywhere in South America, all in an airplane with one aisle and roughly 200 seats. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now here's what you need to know about why this airplane matters so much. For decades, international long-haul flying was dominated by wide bodies. The Boeing 747, the Airbus A340, the 777, big jets, big passenger counts, big operating costs. Airlines could only justify those routes if they could fill 300, 400 seats. That meant only the biggest city pairs got nonstop service. If you lived in a mid-size market, you connected through a hub, period. The A321XLR breaks that model wide open. Think about it from the airline's perspective. You do not need to fill 300 seats to make the route work. You need to fill about 200. That changes the math completely. Suddenly, a city like Pittsburgh or Indianapolis or Birmingham, England, can support a nonstop transatlantic route that would have been unthinkable 5 years ago. The airplane is efficient enough that moderate demand is all you need, and the airlines are already jumping on it. Iberia was the launch operator, putting the jet into service last year. Aer Lingus has them flying. JetBlue has orders in United, American, and several European carriers have the type on order or already in their fleet plans. We are not talking about a theoretical game changer. This airplane is in revenue service right now, proving the concept every single day. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, because this is not just about one airplane. It is about what the A321XLR represents, a fundamental shift in how airlines design their networks. For years, the hub-and-spoke model dominated because you needed those big jets to justify the long routes. Fill a 787 with 300 passengers, fly them from your hub, have them fan out on connecting flights, it works, but it adds hours to everyone's trip, and it concentrates traffic into a handful of mega airports. The XLR enables what the industry calls network fragmentation. Instead of funneling everyone through London Heathrow or New York JFK, an airline can open a direct route between two smaller cities. The passengers save time. The airline avoids the congestion and slot fees at the big hubs. And because the operating cost of a single-aisle jet is dramatically lower than a wide body, the break-even point drops from a technical standpoint. Airbus achieved this range by redesigning the rear center fuel tank. The XLR carries a permanently installed rear center tank that adds roughly 3,200 gallons of fuel capacity compared to the standard A321neo. They also reinforced the landing gear to handle the higher maximum takeoff weight of about 227,000 pounds. Now this affects you if you're a general aviation pilot, and you might be wondering how. Fair question. Two ways. First, airspace. As these routes proliferate, more jets will be flying oceanic tracks and arriving at airports that may not have historically handled heavy transatlantic traffic. If your home airport or a nearby field suddenly gets a daily European service, expect changes to approach procedures, possible airspace modifications, and absolutely more wake turbulence advisories in terminal areas. A 321 wake category is not trivial. Be aware of it. Second, and this is the bigger picture, the success of the XLR proves something that matters to all of aviation. Incremental innovation works. Airbus did not build a radical new airframe. They took a proven design, the A320 family that has been flying in various forms since 1988, and they pushed its capabilities further with better engines, improved aerodynamics, and that new fuel system. It is a lesson in engineering discipline. You do not always need a clean sheet revolution. Sometimes the smartest move is making what you already have do more. The passenger experience, I should mention, is the one area where the XLR invites debate. 10 hours in a single-aisle cabin is a different proposition than 10 hours on a wide body. The seats are the same six abreast, 3 and 3 configuration you know from domestic flights. Airlines are configuring premium cabins to soften this, and most XLR routes are in the 8 to 10-hour range, rather than the 13 or 14 you would see on a 777. But it is still a consideration. Some travelers will pay more for a wide-body experience. others will gladly take the non-stop over a connection, regardless of cabin width. What I find most interesting is what this airplane signals about the next 20 years of commercial aviation. Boeing does not currently have a direct competitor in this category. Their answer was supposed to be the new midsize airplane, or NMA, which they shelved years ago. That leaves Airbus essentially owning this segment of the market, and the orders reflect it. Over 500 A321 XLRs are on order from airlines around the world. We may be watching the beginning of the end of the hub-and-spoke era as we know it. Not overnight, not completely, but the economics of point-to-point long-haul flying in a narrow-body are so compelling that networks will continue to shift. More nonstop routes between cities that never had them. More airports handling international traffic. More options for travelers. For those of us who have spent careers watching aviation evolve, this is one of those quiet inflection points. No supersonic promises, no electric hype, just a well-engineered airplane doing something that changes the business sources today from simple flying and Airbus. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart out there.